Dealer of the Year Award, 50 Bank Street in White Plains, or online at mbwhiteplains.com. Proud member of the Pepe Auto Group.
I know that voice. I'm just surrounded by Michaels. It is 8:48 at 100.7 WHUD.
Well, let's introduce everybody to Genesis keyboardist Tony Banks. Today is a big day for him. His new four-disc CD called A Chord Too Far comes out today.
Well, it's nice to get it out there, finally. A lot of the music that's on this record has not been available for a number of years. And although everyone, well, a lot of people are pretty aware of what I've done with Genesis, they're obviously not so aware of what I've done on my own. So it's just nice to get it out there because I think people who liked what I've done with Genesis could like this too.
Why has it not been available for several years?
Because they weren't hits, I suppose. No, there was, you know, one or two of them did okay. But more recently, they've, you know, just, they were released many years ago, 20 years ago, some of these things. And, you know, time has gone by and they're not available anymore. But so they're all available now, and we've remixed a certain amount of stuff and everything, and I think it makes quite a nice package. I'm an old man, so kind of, you fit them in. I've done, you know, with the Genesis stuff as well. I mean, I've done obviously a lot of music, but, you know, in between times, most people know what Phil's been up to, obviously, and to some extent Mike and the Mechanics and everything. So while they were making those albums, I was doing this stuff. So, you know, there's been a lot out there.
Two things. First of all, we don't buy the old man line, and second of all, who's Phil?
Who's Phil exactly? The old mate Phil Collins. Yeah, obviously, it's sort of, and obviously, you know, everyone, I say Phil, we've had so many things, spin-offs from Genesis. Obviously, Peter Gabriel has had a fantastic career as well and stuff, so, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and we've just had a lot of different music we've been able to put out there.
Is there any reason that you can tell us why you guys aren't together now, or why you broke up to begin with?
Well, we never kind of totally broke up. We just sort of, like, you know, stopped doing it together, and then we had that reunion tour we did back in 2007. But to be honest now, you know, we couldn't really do the kind of tour we did then again. You know, Phil's drumming ability probably couldn't quite cope with that now. He's got a few slight physical problems and everything. But no, there's no reason why we can't. I mean, I see Mike Rutherford a lot. You know, we're sort of good friends and we see each other a bit, and we'd always be happy to do anything, but it's a matter of getting everybody in the same place at the same time and able to do anything. And I think it's very unlikely it'll happen, but it's never impossible.
I'd like to know, what are some of your other passions? Obviously, music and writing, and that's fantastic. But do you have any other areas that you're interested in?
Well, lots of things, really. I mean, what I seem to spend a lot of my time doing is a sort of very English activity, which is sort of gardening and kind of fiddling around outside and doing that kind of thing. I also do a lot of reading, play various sports. I play golf very badly, tennis even worse probably, and you know, lots of other things, collect books and things. So I keep myself pretty busy.
All right, so there you go, Tony Banks' new four-disc CD coming out today.
I do like him, and yes, I did know exactly who he meant when he said Phil.
Here they are. Genesis at 100.7 WHUD, one of their best, Misunderstanding.